How's it going, Keith? Oh, it's good. Okay. Well, start out. Who here knows the story of Ruth? Hands? Not very many people? Oh, no. Well, I guess that's pretty good. Doug, for anyone who doesn't know, want to explain?
No.
Okay. Well, the story of Ruth starts out with a man named Elimelech. Elimelech? Elimelech. I need to get there so I can not mess up these names. He leaves Israel to, because of a famine, to go to Moab. And he takes his wife, Naomi. They meet a woman named Ruth and Orpah, and they marry his two sons. Elimelech dies. The two sons die. And Naomi goes back to Israel. Orpah stays, and Ruth goes with her. I'm kind of going to steal this from Dave, because I hadn't considered it at all. To think of... Okay, well, not yet. Ruth, having been from Moab, doesn't worship our God of Israel. Sorry, it's hot. That, back then, was a lot bigger than we think of now. Thinking of Naomi, now I'm stealing from Dave, the kind of life she must have lived to inspire someone to leave their own home. I don't know how you do this, Dave. right, yeah, you get to come off. No clapping. No. This is ridiculous. Ruth follows Naomi back to Israel, and they meet a man named Boaz. This man reminds me of Vern, a hardworking man. He wasn't my uncle. he shows utmost compassion and love for a foreigner, which again was not super common. If you think of this Good Samaritan stories, a Levite and a priest walking by a man of their own kind, Boaz takes her in and puts her under his wing. He goes above the Levitican law to let the widowed and the poor glean from your crops. And he gives her food, he gives her water, and he gives her a place to stay outside of the sun when she gets tired. One more thing. Dang it. Okay, yeah, sorry. He tells his workers to let their sheaves fall purposely to the ground for her, or grain, sorry. She comes and sees him in the night to ask him to redeem her as a widow and to make her fitting for an Israelite. And he does. First, he goes and checks with his other close relative who would be first on that inheritance. That's a good word for that. Not privilege, not right. That's way wrong. Expectancy. The other man who was expected to take her in. And that guy refuses. And to go off on that, by right, they had the ability and the power to spit in that man's face and say, curse you and your family. But Boaz just, okay, I'll do it. And they exchanged sandals, as was the custom. And he takes Ruth in. I covered Ruth, I covered Naomi, I covered Boaz. Right. Ruth herself, having followed Naomi back, is righteous in her own right for having done so. Naomi being a widow herself and having a widow follow her back when Ruth was still young enough to still get married to any other person, and she gave up that to follow Naomi and take care of her to make sure she was okay first. Moving on, that's the story of Ruth. Getting into the New Testament, we have Jesus teaching these things that all these people have already done. Made me smile to think about it. what did I pull out of there? Righteousness is such a wonderful thing. Here I go. People are great. Good breeds good is the basic of what Luke chapter 6 says, 43 through 45. Good breeds good. And that's what they did. That's what you all do. And moving on. Going back even further, so point of 180 going back, we all know the story of Enoch. It's a really short story. I wish that they had a How He Did It book to be ascended to heaven, walking with God. Another verse, Hebrews 11:5. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. How much faith Enoch had to be ascended to heaven. How he lived his life, possibly surrounded by enemies that he loved anyway. To love someone who loves you, you have your credit. To love your enemy, you will be paid in full. I'm probably misquoting that, but... Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 5:10. Enoch was taken to heaven for his righteousness' sake, and that how-to book that we can use is James. Because it tells us everything that we need to do to get to heaven, to live like God, to live like Jesus, and to love each other, take care of our widows, take care of our orphans, and just live like Enoch did. I was practicing juggling a little while ago, and I had a random twist between an epiphany and racing thoughts. As I'm standing here with these juggling balls, I'm throwing them up in the air and reading this instruction guide, and one of the tips is If you pay close attention to the pattern, there's only ever one ball up in the air. And I was thinking about that. And I had just been working on this. And I went... Juggling is like righteousness. It may look like we're doing all kinds of things with our hands. And really, you really are. But at the moment, there's only one ball up in the air. Righteousness, being a righteous person, doing righteous things, is composed of one action. And that all built up. Oh, what's the goal? I'm very proud to be a part of this congregation. I love all of you. You're very righteous people.